So this morning, just sitting here thinking about what I was going to preach on over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and one of the things had a lot going on in the family. As you may realize, the church knows that my wife's grandmother passed away a little over a week ago, and I got thinking about, all right, what is going on? If you got so much going on right now for me, what is it that you want me to preach on? And something that stuck to my mind. Before she passed, I remember I was over there with my wife and was sitting there just talking to her, and before she kind of went into where she started to sleep all the time and everything, and Amy had talked to me. She goes, I really want to talk to her about her faith. I'm like, all you can do is ask. And so we get there and we sit down, and Amy just sits down with her by her bed and asks her, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And a comment that she made, I will never forget, because I pray as a believer that all believers, we have this same comment. I love the Lord, and I'm ready to go home with Him. The reason why I say this is because when we look at the word love, right? We see it throughout Scripture, love. In today's world, today's culture, I was reading an article not too long ago, but it's talking about how the word love is kind of so nonchalantly used. We love this. We love that. We love this. And a lot of the love that we're experiencing that we see is not true, unconditional, sacrificial love. As a youth pastor, I've heard this a lot, especially when teenagers have a relationship. They meet somebody. It's not 2 weeks. Oh, I love them with all my heart. Really? We like to use the word love very loosely. It's kind of scary. Because here's the reason why I mention this is because when we use the word love and we talk about loving the Lord, do we use it just as loosely when it comes to talking about our Lord and Savior? As it does with the love that we talk about the world, because I promise this, the love that we talk about in the world is not the same love that God has for us. So this morning, we're going to go back to the basics. We're going to go back to the very foundation of our faith in John 3:16. We're going to keep it easy. I'm just one verse. Most everybody's heard the verse, knows the verse, can recite the verse. But you actually have you taken the opportunity to sit down and break it down and actually take a look on how much God loved His creation. So this morning, we're going to break it down a little bit in three parts. Part one, we're going to, for God so loved the world. Let's focus on the word love. Part two, He gave His only Son. Let's focus on gave. Part three, whoever believes in Him should not perish, but he have eternal life. Let's focus on believes. Let's focus on faith. Now, how many of y'all know this verse that you can recite it? Yeah, majority of you can. We all have heard it. Funny part is, I got a friend that's agnostic, and he can recite it. And he doesn't love the Lord because he doesn't know the Lord. But he can still recite it. So how do we look at this particular scripture? I believe in today's world, many believers take for granted what this verse is telling us. Yes, God loves us. Yes, He sent His Son to save us. And yes, through faith we are saved. But you realize as a believer, it's not just done there. We are saved through faith. But where do we go at? Let's start with love. Where do we go? Where does love start? Want to take a guess? It started with God loving us. Look at 1 John 4:19. We love because whom? He first loved us. You realize what that is saying? The love we should feel as a believer, the love that we should feel, that we're called to feel for God, is He started it. It began with Him. The love that you show other people because of your faith, it began with God. That's, we reciprocate that love to others because he first loved us. But you also realize this, that God desires for all people to be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God loved his creation so much. He loves those. He loved the world that the fact he desired to be in a relationship with all that put their faith in him. He just didn't say certain individuals. He said all. He desires for all. Now, there's one thing we all have in common, right? Every single person on the face of this earth has something in common besides legs, arms, physical stuff. We're all sinners. Romans 3:23 says what? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? For all have sinned. That means all of us have fallen short. All of us have failed when it comes to being obedient to God. We all have failed. We all know this, right? We've heard it. We are not worthy of God's love. You realize we are disobedient. We're not worthy of it. There's nothing we can do to earn it. Because of our sin, it doesn't matter what we do on this world, we're never going to be able to get to the expectation that God desires us to be at. But he provided a way. You realize that, how much God loves us. For God so loved the world that we fall short, we're disobedient, that there's nothing we can do. We're dirty. There's nothing we can do, but God still loved us, that it led to a plan, led to an action on how to provide salvation for us. So we talk about love. We're not worthy. We're not worthy of God. There's nothing that we're able to do to earn it. We hear that a lot. Well, I'm a good person. There's a lot of good people in here, right? Y'all realize that God's plan, God's already created the destination for those that believe and don't. And it does not matter how good of a person you are. There's only one way. And that's through Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave the, I don't want to say this, he gave the ultimate gift. The gift that we can't even fathom, the gift that we can't even measure how great it is. And that is his son, Jesus Christ. But I want you to focus here a little bit. For the amount of love that God had for the world, it says that he gave. He gave. The love that he had for the world led him to an action to bring salvation to the world. For those that put their faith in Christ. Does that sound familiar? What does Jesus cause his believers to do? Those that put their love for Christ and put their faith in Christ were asked to what? In Mark 12, were asked to love the Lord with all what? Our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. With all of our being, we're asked to love God first and foremost. And then he calls us, shortly Jesus tells us after that, the second commandment he gave us was to lead to action. That love that we have for God, in turn, we should take that same love to love others, to show other God's love through us to others. So how are you giving? God gave his love by giving his son. That through faith, we can be saved. If you notice that God's love, that an action happened because of his love, it was not enough to say that I love you. What if God did that? What if he says, I love the world, and that's it? What if he'd done that? Well, I love the world. But then there was not an action to show that love. Will we have that opportunity now that we have? No. And I use that in the example of saying, in John 3:17, it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved. He didn't come to the world to condemn it. He came to the world to save the lost. God went into action of his love for the world. He gave his son, which leads to another action of believing. Or faith in Christ, the action of believing. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Whoever puts their greatest trust in Christ will receive deliverance from the punishment of sin and receive the greatest promise, the blessing of eternal life with God. We can sit here all day long and sit here and listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. But have you experienced it? Have you experienced the love that God has for you by putting your faith in him? How many of us, most of us, I will say probably in here, have probably grown up in church, right? For most of us, for a lot of us here, we've probably sat in a pew or been to children's church and Sunday school for probably most of our life, right? But I'm just, I always like to ask, I'm curious, is how many of us, though, have truly put our faith in Christ? How many of us really have experienced the love that the Lord has for us? How many of us have really asked God to, Lord, come into my life? Father, I love you, I believe you, I trust you. And I want to be obedient to you. And you strive to live your life according to the love that God has, and that's following his word. In the world today, we see a lot of different things. We're getting pushed from one way to the other. A lot of people coming up with their own ways. Well, you're a good person, good works. I can't see how God cannot let a good person go to heaven. Now you're seeing other areas that there is more than one way to get to heaven. You're seeing that faith is no longer as important to the world as it used to be. Why is that? One of the reasons, looking back with working with student ministry and getting to work with families, is one, for a lot of us too, it's a struggle for us to teach, to share the gospel in the home. Our lives are so busy. Our lives are so busy that we're prioritizing other things before God. Think about your life. Think about what you do. I'm as guilty as anybody. One thing this morning in Sunday school was talking about that, when I can probably sure Josh could probably say the same thing here, is that when we're preparing a sermon and we're up here preaching, we're not just preaching at you all, we're also talking about us. Because guess what? I have something in common with everybody else in this room. I'm a sinner as well. But do I focus on the love that God has for us? Or am I too busy allowing other things to, when I should be looking to God, I'm looking over here because I got so many other things that are going on. Something I want you to realize is that as we go through this, and we're talking about believing, there's also a little bit of a dark side to the scripture. You're like, well, what's that? It's all about love. No, particular word says whosoever. Don't lose this in the scripture. Whosoever believes. Why do you think it says whosoever? Because God knows already that there's going to be those that's going to choose not to put their faith in the Lord. Whosoever, it's a choice that we all got to make. With through our love, God's already shown his love for us by giving of his son. Can you imagine, just said earlier, that there is nothing we can do. There's nothing, all we've done has been disobedient. But God still loves us to where he gave his son to pay the debt that we owe. There's nothing we could give to make that better, to make our relationship with God. It's through Christ only. For those that, somebody in here may not believe it, I don't know where everybody's at with their faith in this point in time. I'm going to say this. God loves you. He desires to be in a relationship with you. He already knows our flaws. He already knows what everything is wrong. He's not asking us to get cleaned up. Just this week, I had a conversation with somebody about the Lord, and they sit there and say, well, I've got to get myself straightened up first before I go to church. Really? God wants you where you're at, because guess who does the cleaning? It's not us. Put your faith in God and allow him to cleanse you. Put your faith in Christ and allow his blood to cleanse you. Put your faith in Christ and experience a love that you've never experienced before. But something else for believers. I kind of mentioned this earlier, for believers. You put your faith in Christ, right? You know him as your Lord and Savior. You know that Jesus Christ is the only way to be with the Father. But you also realize, too, that God's plan is not done as a believer. He's still got things for us to do. He still calls for us to do. Mark 12, like I said earlier. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Love is a driving force of these commandments that Christ gave. 1 John 4:8 says this, is anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. If you say you love God, but you cannot go out here and love on other people, we got a heart issue going. If you say you love God, but you're not willing to be obedient to what he's calling us to do as Christians, as his followers, to go out and change the world, to go out here and share the gospel, to go out here and allow him to change the hearts of the lost, if you have no love for the lost, then let me ask you, how can you love God if that's what he calls us to do? Christ calls us to love with all of our being, to love God with everything that we have. Everything within us should love God, because one, love is God. God is love. The same love that we should have for God should also lead us to action. If you notice that, to love God first and foremost with all of our being, and then lead us to action to go out here and share the gospel in obedience to him. Christ calls us to love God with all of our being, in turn should bring us to action to go out and give of ourselves to show God's love to others. What does the Great Commission say? Matthew 28. To do what? Go. Go preach and teach. Jesus tells us what to go preach, teach everything that I've shown you, that I have told you. And allow the Holy Spirit to move through the lives of people. As a believer, you say that you love God, but do your actions show that you love God? Do you call to action in obedience to what God is wanting you to do? Meaning, how many of y'all are busy people? Everybody's got families, right? Got kids. All of us are busy, right? How many of y'all spend time at a soccer field? How many of y'all spend time at a baseball field? How many of y'all like going on vacation? How many of y'all like being at home? How many times do you got people around you? Guess what? God has given you a witness field, a field right there that you can witness to about him wherever you're at. We're called to share his word. There is nowhere you can go without having the opportunity to share God's love. That's what we're called to do as believers. How do you show God's love to others? As a believer, you should love God. Do you allow God's love to call you to action, to love others, to love the lost, to share the truth of God's word? Because the love we're talking about is not just a nonchalant, loosely used love that we like to feel. I love my phone, but I love the next one that comes out even better. Do you truly, genuinely love the Lord to where you're willing to put him as a priority in your life, to follow him in obedience, to love on others, and to show others his word, and to show others his love, to bring the lost, to introduce the lost to him? Because, church, I'm trying to tell you right now, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world. And he did. He's proven that. He has shown that by giving his son. That whoever puts their faith in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ at this point in time, that goes for you as well. Put your faith in Christ. He's not asking you to clean yourself up. He's not asking you to take your time. He's asking you to now come for to give and trust your life with Christ. And as a church, are we living in obedience to God? Are we showing God's love through our actions? Are we willing to put our own wants to the side, the distractions that we have, to share the love of God with others, to share his word? I'm not talking like just to say we love you. I'm talking about biblical truth. If you say you love God, but you don't believe this, you don't love God. This is truth. And I realize for this sermon, this is very basic. But I think many times we get so focused on other things that we don't think about the very foundation and the basics of what we're called to do as Christians. Church, do we love people the way God loves us? Do we love the lost the way God loves us? Are we willing to put our own wants and desires to the side to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ? If you're here this morning, thank you. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, I pray that the Holy Spirit moves in your life. I pray that if you all know somebody that's in your family that may not have that relationship with Christ, that God gives you the boldness to go out and share it. Show the love that God has shown the world, the same love. Show that love to the lost. Because the thing is, we choose and we say, I can't do that. How much love do you actually have for the Lord? Or do you use that word very loosely in your life? God's love is not like the love that we have in this world. God's love is unconditional. Why? Because he sent his son and we didn't deserve it. Two, it's sacrificial. He gave his son up to the cross so that we may be forgiven of our sins. That's the kind of love that we're to show all. Even those that you have a hard time with. Anybody got somebody of those in their life that they really have a hard time being around and have a hard time with? Guess what God calls you to do? To love them. Not just say, I love you, then walk away. I'm saying, I love you, and here, guess what? You need the Lord. And I need to be the one to share it with you because I'm the one that God's put here in front of you. You are the plan. Y'all realize that, right? God didn't have a plan B. He sent his son for us so that those that come to believe and put their faith in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, have eternal life. And the thing is, there's so many more in this world that can have the same thing, but we're the plan he is using, he has created, to go out and share it in this world. Church, is your faith, is your love, has your love turned into action? Does the love that you have for God, the same love that you have for others? Church, are we willing to put aside our wants to share the same love that God showed us with this community in the world? Are we willing to love people enough to stand firm in our faith in God's word and in truth to help further his kingdom? Think about that. How can you change? But at the same time, understand, be encouraged that God will give you the power. He will give you the words if you ask him. He will give you those things that you need to share. We can't do it on our own. We've never been able to. It's through Christ and his love that we're able to share the good news of him. And if there's anybody here this morning that doesn't know Jesus, what are you waiting on? There's a Savior that's already there waiting on you. He's just asking you to put your trust in him. The altar is open. I'll be standing up here. I'm going to ask Josh if he mind to come up. And if you're a believer, what's keeping you from sharing God's word with others? What is it that's making it hard for you to show God's love to others? Altar's open. Get rid of that. You don't need that on you. God's got this. So I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask for you to come forward. Give it to God and allow Him to work through you through His love. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank You, Lord, once again for this morning. I thank You for just Your word. I thank You for this week. I know for as difficult as it's been for my family and I, Father God, we know that You're always there, that You were there with us every step of the way. And Father, I pray for our church. I pray, Lord, for, well, Your church, not mine, but Yours. Father, I pray, God, that You give us the boldness, Lord, and we say that we love You, Father God. I pray, Lord, that we use, that we understand that fully of how much love that You have shown us. Father God, that we take that same love that You show us, that we can show You through our lives, God. Father, that we can be an example of You to others. So not people to see us, but just people to see You. And Father, I pray, Lord, this morning for anyone in here that might be struggling. That might be struggling with their faith. That might be struggling with their life right now. Father God, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit move on them, Father. God, that they see that You're there with them and that You're all they need. And that You're with them. That they can put their trust in You and that You'll be there. Father God, I just ask, Lord, as a church body, just as a small member of Your body, Father God, that for all of us, that You help us to see what Your plan is, because You've shown it. And that plan is for us to go and fulfill the Great Commission, to go out and share Your love, to share Your word, and have the lost come to You in faith. Father, I ask, Lord, that You be with us today. Rest this day as we go home, as we come back here tonight, Father God, that we come with an open heart, God, that we come here to see how, Lord, how can You change me? Father, how can I be closer to You in my relationship? And Father, and how can my love just grow even more stronger for You? Father, I pray that You use this church. I pray that You use every member in here, Father. That's not just saying the word love, that the love that we have for You, God, that love turns into an action, God, that we're willing to put our feet to our words, Father God, and go out into this world and go out into this community boldly, God, to share Your word. Father, I thank You for this time, and I pray, God, that You just be with us and guide us, for we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.